We are doing the stories in the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Vav. We had seen the story about how there was a host who invited Bar Kamtza in error. Really, he meant to invite Kamtza, and the servant made a mistake. He invited Bar Kamtza, who was his enemy. And then, in the presence of all the sages, the host got up and kicked him out of the meal. And Bar Kamtza was so offended, he decided he's going to go to the emperor and speak badly about the Jewish people. And this is all the Gemara's telling us, the stories that led to the destruction of Jerusalem and led to the destruction of Israel. And the Gemara said that it stemmed from an element of hard-heartedness, an element of lack of foresight. So the Gemara continues with the story that Bar Kamtza went to the emperor and told him, I want you to know the Jews have decided to rebel against you. And the king said, why should I believe you? A lone Jew walks in and says, I want you to know they're rebelling. Why should I believe you? So Bar Kamtza said, I'll prove it to you. Send an animal as a sacrifice to the temple. And we all know that a non-Jew can also bring a sacrifice in the temple. See if they agree to bring it as a sacrifice. If they refuse your animal, that's proof that they've rebelled against you. Because the Torah permits you to bring a sacrifice. The Torah permits a Gentile, a non-Jew, to send a sacrifice in the temple. So that'll be your proof. So the king took an exceptionally good eglah, calf, and he sent it to Jerusalem. While en route, Bar Kamtza made a blemish in this calf that would disqualify it from being brought as a sacrifice. But this blemish was a slight blemish. The Gemara says either it was he slit its upper lip or he slit the brow or something by the eye, which our sages say for a non-Jew, if a non-Jew were bringing that sacrifice on their own, that's not a blemish. For a non-Jew, the Torah has lower expectations. He doesn't have to bring an animal that's as perfect. By a Jew, this would be considered a blemish that disqualifies it. And Bar Kamtza did this to ensure that the priest, the Kohanim, would refuse the sacrifice. And the king's messengers wouldn't take note of that blemish because in their books that wasn't a serious blemish. One understanding here is not that he really slit the eyelid, but rather he knew how to cause the calf to have some kind of cataract. One of the limbs that can disqualify an animal is if there's a film that grows and covers one of its eyes. So he knew how to blemish the eye in a way that a film would grow and cover it, and he knew how to feed it, how to take care of it, that blemish would grow. And that's what he did. And now Bar Kamtza is headed towards Jerusalem with the messengers from the Roman emperor. He's bringing a calf, which in the emperor's mind is a perfect calf. The emperor sent a calf that was perfect. Bar Kamtza caused a blemish that would disqualify it by Jewish laws, and the emperor does not know this. And Bar Kamtza is setting up the scene so that the Kohanim will refuse the sacrifice, and he will be able to come back to the emperor and tell him, you see, I told you the Jews rebelled against you. And this is where we'll pick up next time.